Masahiro Tanaka and the Yankees open up a series with the Blue Jays on Monday. Tanaka is staked to an early 2-0 lead, and the right-hander is in control.
Washington was playing the salary. He was waived.
Pitch is cut out and missed.
Swing and a miss.
So that's down. That gets hit a long way.
And here is the 1-2. Struck him out swinging breaking ball. Strikeout number 8 for Tanaka. Now Tanaka's pitch is cut on and a pop fly to shallow left. It dunks in for a base hit. Scoring his career, it's an RBI, a base hit and an RBI for Barney, and Toronto trails 2-1. That time, Tanaka got a pitch up, and Barney, who's not much of a hitter, got the bat on and a little pop fly to shallow left for the hit and a run. So the Yankees have given Toronto a run, and now the Yankee lead is 2-1. Line hard, deep down the right field line. It is a base hit. One hop to the right field wall. Judge scores. Sanchez scores. Didi holds at third. It is a two-run double for Chase Headley, and the Yankees have a 4-1 lead.
And boy, does that make Chase Headley feel good. He had a very good June, had bad May, good April. So he's starting July off in a terrific way.
Chop slowly, feel the bite to Parra, comes home, and the ball gets away. Gregory scores. Here comes Headley. He'll score. 6-1 Yanks.
Now Chapman is ready, man. Here's the 1-2. Line right to Headley. Made a nice grab. On the backhand, Headley went down to get it. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Aroldis Chapman surrenders two runs, but the Yankees win 6-3. Masahiro Tanaka is now 8-3 lifetime against Toronto. Aaron Judge, the American League All-Star starter, is also your American League Rookie and Player of the Month for June. The Blue Jays have dropped 5 in a row. The Yankees rebound after a tough weekend in Houston to improve to 44-37 on the year. Here's the manager, Joe Girardi.
I still felt good about him on the mound. And, you know, he has not pitched a lot. Even since he's come back, he has not pitched a lot. And that's why we chose to go to him, because we're trying to get him back on track. And hopefully tonight helps.
How big of a confidence booster do you think tonight was for Dellin?
You know, I thought he threw the ball extremely well. And I think that's definitely helps too, because he had to go through the tough part of the order and did a tremendous job.
With Tanaka, third straight start, and he had a solid outing. What made him so effective tonight?
You know, his four pitches were good. I mean, it's the difference. I mean, his four pitches, he's using them all, and they've all been good, and they've all gotten outs for him.
Who else? Harp to your right.
Did you think the 3-2-2
yes.
was a strike?
And the 1-1.
And did he do a better job of holding Donaldson, or was that just a great throw by Sanchez?
Well, no, I mean, as I said, he had the ability. There are times where you don't ask him to, you know, you want to make sure you get outs. But I thought he did a better job, yes.
Dan.
Felt like, you know, a few weeks ago we were talking about Tanaka start to start, you know, how he was doing. Do you feel like he's getting into a groove now where you kind of know what to expect from him?
I do. You know, when you put three of them together that are very similar, you know, where his stuff is outstanding, you feel a lot better about where he's at. You know, he's at all four pitches. And we said a lot of times when he was struggling, he didn't have a slider, he didn't have a split, and some days he didn't have both. But he's had them all, and he's had his curveball, which he has used effectively as well. And it just makes a huge difference.
Justin.
Joe, how big of an eighth inning was that for Chase, not just in the bottom half, but with that tag to Donaldson as well?
Just, you know, and even the last play, you know, I mean, that if that's a base hit, the tying run comes to the plate. So, you know, he had a big night for us. He gets hit by a pitch. It's an RBI. You know, for him, it's good because it hit his pad. It usually doesn't hit your pad. hit his shin guard. So I felt like maybe it was his night.
Randy. In the middle.
Joe, you finished up the first half tonight 44-37. How would you sum this up? I know the injuries and losing streak, but when you sum it all up, are you happy with what you guys
accomplished? Yeah, I mean, we have an opportunity in front of us, and I think that's what you asked for as you move forward. you know, we went through a pretty tough stretch here. You know, whether it's been losing some tough games or losing some players, seeing a gruesome injury, but our guys have continued to respond. So I feel pretty good about where we're at.
Justin,
yeah. You said this was an important week. It was going to be an important week. How nice of a start was it?
Well, I mean, it's what you want. You want to start the week off right as we move forward. And we got a day game tomorrow, so it's a quick turnaround. But, you know, the guy that you expect to pitch at a very high level starts it off and gives you seven great innings, and then you're able to close it out, and we're able to tack on. So it's what you want to do.
Dan.
You had Clippard up as well as –
just because you worry about his pitch count.
For Aroldis. But you were determined to get Chapman into the game there in the ninth, no matter what.
Yes.
Chase Headley comes up big at the plate for New York on Monday. He goes 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs. He's batting .255 for the year.
You know, very well-pitched game. Obviously, Massa did a great job, and Stroman kept the game close for them. So, you know, the way things have been going, it was a good time to get a big hit, and I'm glad we were able to get a win.
You mentioned Masahiro Tanaka, 7 innings, just 1 run. It's the third straight start that he's been very solid. What could a consistent Masahiro Tanaka mean to this team?
Yeah, I mean, he's huge. He's our ace. He's the guy that we count on, and obviously it hadn't been the type of season that he expects or has had the past couple of seasons, but we know that he's going to get back to being Masa, and I think he's on the right track.
Dellin Betances has had a rough couple days as well. What was it like to see him get through that eighth inning and get back on track?
Yeah, it's great. You know, those guys are as good as there is in the game, and baseball's that way. You're going to have tough times, or you're going to struggle sometimes, so we have the utmost confidence that they're going to get back to being who they are.
Final homestand before the break. How much emphasis and focus is there on finishing strong?
Yeah, we need to play well this homestand. Obviously, the past couple weeks have been tough for us. You know, we're still in a good position, but it's important for us to finish well.
The Yankees will go for back-to-back wins over the Jays on Monday when CeCe Sabathia comes off the DL to make the start.